100 to 102. Today FM. The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Now, Salesforce is a complete integrated solution for managing all interactions with your customer and prospects. It's designed to help your organization grow and succeed. And it's massive. The company is valued at around $60 billion. And the shares have doubled in value over the last 5 years, standing at about $84 today. But technology is forever changing, and there are new challengers on the block. Young whippersnappers like Zoho, offering easier, cheaper solutions. Our own head of customer relations is Aidan Donnelly of Davy, who's been looking at the business behind the brand that is Salesforce. Good morning, Aidan.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am very good. I'm also stunned. You told me just before we came on air that you paid for a meal.
I did pay for a meal, a very lovely meal down in Athlone on Thursday night in a place called the Fatted Calf, a restaurant down there. Very talented chef, Deirdre Martin. Food was amazing. So, yeah, very good. There is life outside the pale, I'm told.
How did you know the chef's name?
Listen, I have my ways and means.
And you also told me that you actually got into your car from your North Dublin hideaway and you drove down to Athlone just to eat there.
Just to eat there, yeah.
So big shout out for the Fatted Calf. Fatted Calf in Athlone, we love you and you're doing something brilliant down there. Tell me about Salesforce.
Salesforce, okay. Get back to the business. It was founded in 99. Now, I think you mentioned that the core element of it was obviously what was called Salesforce automation. So basically making all your customer relationship management, all of that type of stuff. But, you know, I think, you know, they recognise obviously that technology changes and they're not going to be sitting around waiting for sitting on their laurels doing absolutely nothing. So they've managed to develop their business. And I think, as with all these technology things, there's an awful lot of acronyms, but the core element behind this is what's called software as a service, or SaaS. And basically it's the idea that, you know, where you used to pay a license for the software on your computer, now you don't, you just rent it on a month-by-month basis. Most of this is done over the cloud, and they are probably the largest, they have the largest base of cloud revenue within the industry. So they have, as I said, their Salesforce automation, but they are also now moving into service and also marketing automation, all on the front side in terms of their what's called their SaaS offering. But behind that, and probably what's going to be a bigger part of their business, is they're trying really to develop what they call the platform as a service, and to give, for want of a better word,
which is now called PaaS.
Yeah, very easy. It keeps it nice and simple. They're trying to really foster an ecosystem to help third-party applications developers to operate within that. So it's a bit like having a common operating system right the way across the cloud, and therefore everybody is able to develop new apps and be able to supply new apps all within that one ecosystem.
Now, I know that you know that I'm more than a pretty face.
I do.
And I know a little bit about SaaS. And I am telling you,
as opposed to sassy.
I am telling you that Salesforce is seen as being rather unwieldy compared to some of these younger, more agile companies.
Yeah, but I think ultimately with this, and again, when you're looking at the overall offering and trying, you know, they've been really trying to augment their offering, and by either by acquisitions or by, more importantly, probably in-house own development. And what they're trying to really do is get deeper into the enterprise. And I think ultimately you find a situation where if you're a large organization and you are moving into the cloud and you're going to start using SaaS, or you're a developer and you want to get onto a platform, you're going to use the one that you can absolutely trust. So while all of these startups may sound great and they cut they cut prices and things like that, ultimately who are you going to go with? You're going to go with the industry leader.
Aren't you funny now, because you are with Davy, the probably industry leader in your area, and isn't that exactly how you guys operate? Is that it's reassuringly expensive? Is that
no. I don't think. I think ultimately, the at the end of the day, it is about having multiple applications. And while one small company may be able to provide one little stream of it, if you are ultimately want to have a building block approach as an enterprise, you want to be able to have multiple offerings. And to be fair to them, you know, when you look at Salesforce, they've developed, as I said, on the SaaS platform in terms of moving into services and marketing automation. They've developed further into PaaS, but they're also now beginning to, or they have done over the last couple of years, developed industry-specific customer relationship. So it's not just about kind of having a customer relationship thing and, you know, you apply it to any industry. Now they're very much developing kind of industry verticals. So there is a one for, you know, financial services. There is a one for industrial companies. There is a one for logistics companies. And that's ultimately what they're doing. And that's where I think when you look at a lot of these big companies, that's where the benefit comes from dealing with this. It's having that core footprint and the ability to customize, but not customized just to one single customer. It's more customized to the industry ultimately that they operate in. And again, because remember, you've got to think about, you know, the old days of software licensing when you paid for it and then your software was out of date in 2 years' time. Yeah. Because you're operating over the cloud, you're always using the current generation of software. So that's really, really important for an awful lot of companies.
That's the update Tuesday from Microsoft that drives everybody insane.
Yeah. But at least you know it's going to work, you know, and if there's any problems, you know that it's going to be sorted out and you're not
I'm hearing through the lines here from Aidan Donnelly that you actually like this company.
Yeah, well, with the usual disclosure we've made for regulations and davy.ie/Aidan Donnelly so that we don't end up in jail.
Not we, Tonto.
This is a group effort. But no, I do like it. I think, you know, a lot of people balk at the value. And it is trading on a PE of about 66 times. But I think when you look at the earnings growth,
Aidan, I'm not ever going to go for anything at those ridiculous valuations.
This has never been a cheap stock. And yet you look at it, and as you said yourself, it's doubled over the last 5 years. It's grown its earnings by 25% per annum over the next couple of years, at least 25% per annum for the next couple of years.
What does it pay a dividend?
That valuation. It doesn't, no. But that's grown
even
to
further reason.
Listen, you need to step into the 21st century.
That's what I'm doing. I'm telling you, Zoho, Z-O-H-O, just finished the second or third round funding.
Yeah,
and
When you can get your money back off them, come back to me and talk to me, and I'll still be a very, very happy holder of Salesforce.
And do you actually hold it?
I do.
Okay, well, there you go. That's Aidan Donnelly of Davy, who has put his money where his bail is. And listen, just one more final shout out again. It's the Fatted Calf in Athlone. Go down there and give them all of your custom, because they obviously are doing great things. Aidan, as usual, thank you very much for joining us live here on Today FM. We are going to take a break, after which we are going to talk about Flenders. That's Friends Lending.
100 to 102, Today FM, the Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas. So convenient, with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.